All right, ready? Should we should talk to the head coach of the Carolina Hurricanes. Rod Brind'Amour is getting ready to take on the New York Rangers. Why does this feel a little bit like a midterm exam with the Rangers in town tonight?
Well, I mean, obviously they got a good team and, you know, very similar records. And obviously they're in our division and we're going to have to go through each other to get to where we want to go. So it's a good test, I guess. And, you know, because you just said that. So I guess that's why.
Because I'm the one asking the questions, and that's the way I feel. I watched their game the other night. They don't seem to be a team with a lot of holes. When you look at the Rangers on video, what are you seeing?
Well, any team that's in the top, you're pretty much balanced, right? And they cover all the aspects. So you have, number one, you start at the goaltending position. He's, you know, arguably that's a good, probably their best position right now. I mean, he's really good. They're both guys are good, so they got that figured out. And then they got a dynamic defense. You know, Adam Fox is obviously a real good player, and the other guys are solid. So there's no weakness, like you just said. And then up front, they've got the dynamic players that we know about, but they're balanced with their other guys that kind of fill out their team. And so, you know, you're right. You look at that group and you go, they can score, they can defend, and they can, you know, pretty much do anything. So there's no weaknesses, and that's why they have the record they have.
And Chris Kreider is having an absolute monster season. I want to talk about a guy you just got back, and now you don't anymore, Jordan Martinook, who I thought was impactful in Boston on Tuesday night. And then, of course, because we're all going to get put in the health and safety protocol, he goes on the list. I mean, that's just got to be frustrating for him and you.
It is. It's what we've been kind of dealing with all year. So it's kind of not unexpected. You know, it's we always say pretty much you haven't had it yet. If you're testing everybody, we're going to get it. So, you know, and that's what's basically happened. We got two guys out with it right now. Both feel great. So, you know, that's, you know, kind of gets glossed over a little bit, but at least we know that they're not, you know, they're feeling fine. So, should be back, hopefully, you know, without too much of a delay.
Rod Brind'Amour is joining us here. All right, let's get to what I saw Tuesday. We could talk about the goals all day long, but didn't all of the goals start basically with having won physical battles, either behind the net, on the half wall, in the defensive zone? It just seemed like the physical play was the catalyst for everything.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it really always comes down to those 50-50 puck battles. And if you're winning more of them, it just gives you your chances to go up and be successful. And you're not going to score every time. You know, we were fortunate that it worked that way. But you're giving yourself the chance to work that way. And that's really our whole game plan. So guys came ready to go. And obviously it was nice to get those results and some guys to score some goals and all that, but it really does start with what you said, and that's those puck battles.
How much of a role did Jesperi Kotkaniemi play in that, especially early?
Well, that line, like you mentioned, with Martinook was there, they were winning all their shifts, and then, you know, I think the biggest part of that game was after they got that power play goal on a call I don't understand.
Right.
to put us down, which is always how this works, right? Get involved, and then, you know, now we're up two, and next thing you know, we're only up one, and they got the momentum back. But that next shift, those guys that you mentioned, Kotkaniemi's line came out and scored right away, so it kind of just put it right back in our favor, and we didn't really look back from there. So real crucial for us that game.
You didn't miss Jacob Slavin at all.
Yeah. No, didn't notice him out there. So, you know, that was good. You know, he just keeps doing what you and I talked about for years,
yep.
You know, when we have our conversations. And it's nothing really that, you know, you don't get surprised anymore.
No.
I mean, we shouldn't. I mean, so it's he was great, especially coming off of, you know, he was sat around for 5 days and just went right into a game. So Pretty impressive.
Yeah, went in right into the game, and he probably could have been all three stars of the game. Brendan Smith's play of late has been very good. I mean, he's not necessarily playing a ton, although I think he's playing more than you probably expected that he would in terms of his ice time. But I think he's been really physical. He's just been solid, I guess, kind of like just what the pro he is, right?
Well, there you go. So, you know, we talked about that kind of compete, and you know he brings that. And you mentioned a little bit of a sandpaper to his game, which is what you really want in that role that he's playing, right? So that 5-6 deep pair, you know, now we got him with Colsey, and they've been good because they kind of bring that element. So, you know, it's you know, when we're healthy, we got seven good ones. You know, right now we got Bear on the shelf, but he'll get in there again because we know we like him. But, you know, Smitty's been all that we thought he was going to be for really bringing him in for just bolster that, have more depth there, and it's proven to be, I think, a real good addition.
Final thing for you, and I'm basically going to tee you up here. Have the last two games been great examples of why goals and points are not the best way to evaluate Jordan Staal?
Yeah, for sure. He's been really good. And, you know, we kind of put him with, I think, his wingers that you know where you're getting out of that group, right? When you put those three together with Lorenz and Foss, it's kind of, you know, I wouldn't want to play against those guys. You know, like it's they come to play and they're big and strong and, you know, they kind of can do everything there. So that's been a good line for us. Obviously, they'll have, you know, a tough task again tonight if we decide to throw him out there against the other team's best guys. But, you know, he's been good all year. The offense hasn't really come around, but I just think it's a matter of time.
Yeah, and he's generating scoring chances. That line has been maybe your best line the last couple of games. Rob Brindamore, thank you very much. We will we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Okay, buddy. Take care.
Should be a lot of fun tonight against the Rangers at PNC Arena because of, you know, weather. Because, of course, we have almost an eighth of an inch of snow on the ground. I will be covering that game from the ranch, not the back porch. I am not that brave. I will admit that we have been indoors for the last 3 weeks. And I'm not doing the back porch when it's...
Why not? Embrace
degrees.
It. Get out there. Get in the snow and do the broadcast and the podcast.
There's no snow.
Well, there might be later tonight.
Maybe a dusting. We had snow on the leaves. That was about it.
Yeah, I'll be doing it from you call your house, the ranch?
I mean, it's more ranch. It's not a farm.
Well, I need a name. Like it's almost like a stadium. From the soup can. We'll be doing the show from the soup can tonight.
Well, we actually have a name. Did you know that?
I didn't.
They have a name. Cocapelli.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Cocapelli.
I feel like you told me the origin of that before, but I can't remember.
Yeah, it's like a, it's sort of like a fertility god, but obviously when that's not really what we're looking for, and certainly not what you're looking for.
No, not right now.
Yeah, so,
maybe ever.
That's where we are. Cocapelli. So we'll be up at Cocapelli for the match tonight. All right, we have about 5 minutes left. Let's pick games. We got four games in the NFL this weekend. Do we need music for this?
Why don't we just throw back Meatloaf
right,
back on?
Perfect. I love Meatloaf. All right, let's get to it. Bengals and Titans. Tennessee is a 3.5-point favorite. Total is 47.5.
Yeah, once again, this game doesn't have the sex appeal in terms of the two teams that are in it. Like, I don't think they're necessarily like marquee team names in the league, but I do think it could be a pretty good game. I mean, Joe Burrow's been great. They have good young talent. Derrick Henry returning for the Titans. Titans have a pretty good defense and pass rush. And, you know, Ryan Tannehill, I've said that I'm not like a huge fan of their passing game. He's been pretty good the last few games.
Yeah.
So I think it could be a very good football game. I'm taking the Bengals. I think this is my two biases sort of coming forth here. I like Joe Burrow a lot. I think he's could be the next great quarterback in the league.
Yep. I think he is.
And I've just never really been sold on Tennessee all year. Now, if Derrick Henry was healthy for this the entire season and we were coming into a game where he was, you know, still playing and just clicking on all cylinders, I'd probably take Tennessee because he is a ridiculous athlete.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going with the Bengals. They've been good lately. Burrow's been good lately. And that's just what my gut tells me.
I'll take the Bengals plus the 3.5. I think we're going to see over 47.5. 49ers are at the Packers. Packers are now up to 5.5 points as a favorite, or maybe that's down to 5.5. I thought it opened at 5. Total of 47.
I read a stat that Jimmy Garoppolo has only taken 3 snaps in sub-40 degree weather.
Really?
In his career.
It's even, going to be sub-40.
Even through those years in New England. People do not fare well in freezing weather up at Lambeau, generally speaking. I'm taking the Packers. I understand why people want to take the 49ers. It feels like they play the type of game that can win in those conditions. And I understand the Green Bay defense, run defense issues, whatever. But I'm riding with Aaron Rodgers and their offense at Lambeau.
Yeah, was it Trey Wingo who said that there's nobody with more pressure on him than Aaron Rodgers? I agree. Nobody has more pressure. No single player has more pressure on him than Aaron Rodgers, except that that's been the case every single game this year.
Yeah.
And that's what Rodgers lives with on a daily basis.
I was going to say, no one seems to handle it better than he does.
He doesn't care. He legitimately doesn't care. I can envision a scenario where the 49ers control the game on the ground and win the game. I can see that.
I could see that too.
But I think Green Bay is the better team. Obviously, Rodgers is the best player on the field.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take the 49ers. We also don't know about Warner. We don't know about Bosa. Both of those guys left the game against Dallas hurt. I'll take the Packers. I don't know that they'll cover because I think this is ultimately going to be a close game, but I'll take the Packers to win it. But if I had to pick it, I'll take the Packers and lay the points. All right, we got about a little over a minute left. Rams are at the Buccaneers. Tampa's now a 2.5-point favorite. That line has moved down. Total of 48. I know where you're going, Alec.
I mean, it's just going to be hard for me to see the Rams lose because I think they're the most well-put-together team out there. And that should be rewarded. I know it's not always the case because it's sports. But they're good on defense. They're good on offense. They have a good quarterback. I want to see the Rams win. And, again, nothing against Tom Brady. I really like Tom Brady a lot. But I think this is the Rams' year if they're going to do it.
I'll take Tampa at home. I'm just afraid that Matthew Stafford is going to do that one Matthew Stafford thing, and that's going to be enough.
He could.
Final game. Bills at the Chiefs. Kansas City now down to a 1.5-point favorite. Total is 54. 54!
Maybe the best game of the weekend, honestly, with these two quarterbacks, Mahomes and Allen. I love both of them. They're super athletic. They got great arms. They have an ability to make plays happen that other people can't do,
yep,
simply based on their athleticism and their arm strength. I love them both. I'll take the Bills on the road, but I don't feel that confident about it.
I think the Bills' best is the best in the AFC. I'll take the Bills over the Chiefs. I don't know about over 54.